This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And good morning, everyone. We're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 31st year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you this 14th of February, is it the 14th? No, the 17th, there we go, February 2024 edition of Saturday Magazine. Liam is on panel, I'm Macca, going sort of semi-solo this morning. Paul, our newsreader, and Liam, from time to time, may well interject or join, which will be great. James is manning the phones and reception, and special thanks to our executive producer, Fiona Brook. What a legend, and our podcaster, James. So good morning, Liam. How are you today?
I'm very good, thanks, Macca. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's your week been? Has there been a highlight or something that really tickled your fancy for the week?
Oh, it's been pretty busy one, but it was good to celebrate Ange Barry coming to the end of her CEO tenure of Joy.
Yes, so we had a farewell to Ange and a welcome to Isabel last night. Really good turnout. And, you know, a little bit emotional. 4.5 years for Ange in the role. Incredible achievement from where Joy was 4.5 years ago. To where it is now. And, you know, we all wish Ange really well. I know she's going to take a very well-earned rest before she, you know, gets into something else. And I'm not quite sure what she's going to be doing. But whatever it is, whoever gets to have Ange working with them is going to be very, very lucky. So, but it was nice to see a lot of Joy folk there last night.
Yeah, it was great. Enjoyed it.
So in the news this week, we and Paul talked about Mr. Navalny in Russia, died at the Arctic prison camp. What a surprise. What a surprise. But of course, you know, what would you actually expect from Mr. Putin? It seems, you know, the courts don't need to sentence you to death, just be an opponent of his. And that's what happens. Coming up today, Zoe Daniel, member for Goldstein, is going to join us. And we're going to talk about doxing. We're going to talk about tax. Also, you know, about parliamentary behaviour. And a little bird told me that Zoe Daniel went to Taylor Swift last night. So we'll get her take. But what an amazing crowd, 96,000. And apparently that's the biggest crowd she's ever played to.
Yeah, I was amazed when I heard that.
I mean, it is. It's an interesting phenomenon. You know, people coming from all over Australia. And okay, it's happened with other artists too. But what an extraordinary event for Melbourne. And of course, you know, she goes to Sydney later on. I think she does a few shows in Sydney. But 96,000 people. And when I was coming to Joy yesterday, fortunately, the way I came was far enough away from the MCG, but other people told me that all around the city, the traffic and everything was even more feral than normal because of this huge number of people going, you know, to the MCG.
I think even people from overseas as well.
What an amazing. Anyway, we'll get Zoe's take on that firsthand. Then a little bit later in the show, Anna Brown, the CEO of Equality Australia. And there's been a situation happen in Sydney where an Indigenous baby that basically was you know, in the adoption system, and, you know, that New South Wales, and I think it was Anglicare, didn't want this person who was, I believe, you know, distantly related to this child, to adopt them because they're part of a same-sex couple. I mean, seriously? Why do we, you know, and I'm sure Anglicare, apart from money that they raise themselves, but that, you know, they would have some form in some way of government support. Why are we as taxpayers funding organisations that discriminate against us? Like, I don't get it. You know, it's not right.
Anyway. Especially when you're supposed to be trying to keep children yes. in some way with the family whenever yeah. possible. It's very difficult.
Then a bit of a controversial subject, Liam. You yeah. might have seen there was an article about woke publishing.
I haven't seen that one, actually.
You haven't seen it? No. So we're going to speak with Dr. Sarah Jane. Now, let me get this right. I think it's more chicky. Is an academic in children's literature and creative writing from Victoria University, and it is that we still need diverse books. So we'll touch on that. Max Pick for Fox's sake,
close
groundbreaking initiative that's taking place for the trans community during Mardi Gras, and you know he's the founder of No Milk in My Tea, but just a tea. So that's great. Paul Gover, motoring journalist, doyen extraordinaire. He's actually up at Bathurst, not for the 500-mile race. Actually, it's a 1,000-kilometre race, the one that Paul was talking about in the news, but the 12-hour, so it's an endurance event. But he's going to talk to us about the federal government's proposed new fuel standards and emission standards, which, of course, the opposition are saying this is the ute tax. So it'll be an interesting discussion because those same standards apply in pretty much the rest of the world, and it hasn't affected sales of utes. So there are, you know, some of the comment on this is, I'm not going to say ill-informed, it's actually wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not just ill-informed. Yeah. It's wrong. Then we're speaking with Stephen Sherlock from the Department of Political and Social Change at the Coral Bell School of Asia Pacific Affairs, and that's on the result of the Indonesian election. So that's going to be, we have a result. What does it mean for Australia? What does it mean for democracy? Because the vice president is the son of the current president. And I wouldn't say that he's trying to, you know, perhaps create a dynasty, but it's pretty interesting, and it's a huge, you know, huge election. And the challenge of that election was they actually had to do all the voting in one day. So that was a pretty big challenge. So you are on Saturday Magazine with Macca, sometimes Liam, sometimes Paul, Scott Williams. Stay with us when we come back. Zoe Daniel will join us. Hopefully she's had a good sleep after Taylor Swift. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.